Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, like you, I've been concerned about all the turmoil and trauma in the world. And so I research and pray about topics that I feel God would want me to share with you on this program. You know, sometimes before dawn, when I'm alone here in my office, God gives me moments to see hurting people through his eyes. And then the words begin to flow, and he gives me thoughts and reminds me of ideas and scriptures to share with you through the airwaves. And sometimes, like on this program, God reminds me of the importance of keeping some joy and laughter in our lives as a balance to all of the trauma and loneliness or fear that we're facing. And so, as I often do, I thought I'd check and see how important my theme is to God. So I checked my concordance. Well, I found joy and joyful 228 times, laughter 40 times, and then happy 29 times, and rejoice and rejoicing 184 times. So God talks about the concept of keeping joy and laughter in our heart for a total of 481 times throughout the Bible. I guess it's a worthy thing for us to pursue in our lives, isn't it? Well, here's just one of the verses from Nehemiah. It says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." And at times when I don't seem to have much energy, often that scripture comes to my mind, and I have to stop and think, have I been choosing to be joyful? Have you ever noticed that when you laugh heartily at something, it seems to energize you? Well, I think that's partly what that scripture means. Yes, walking in the joy of the Lord gives us strength. So my theme for this program is, happiness is following Jesus. And it's a song that I'm going to play later in the program. But for many years, I've kept a box I call my joy box. It's full of delightful letters from my grandchildren, jokes, and some fun emails from friends that brought a smile to my face. And so when I'm feeling down, it's fun to find a quiet spot in the house, make a cup of tea, and read some of the fun sayings that I've collected through the years, as well as scriptures that bless me. Now here's one from my joy box. It's a little bit sarcastic, but it's still funny. "Don't let your mind wander. It's much too little to be left out alone." And this last one before I play a song. "Things always look better in the morning. The trouble is, morning takes so long to get here." Well, Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." And now here's that wonderful song about joy coming in the morning, based on that scripture from the Bible. The title is, "Joy Comes in the Morning." And now here's Gary McSpadden.
If you've knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain, but the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child, joy comes in the morning. child. Joy comes in the morning. For the darkest hour means dawn is just inside. To invest your seed of trust in God, in mountains you can't move. You have risked your life on things you cannot prove. Just to give the things you cannot keep for what you cannot lose. That's the way to find the joy God has for you. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morning.
Comes in the morning.
Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. Just inside. Hold on, my child, for dawn is just inside.
Oh, I'm so thankful that if we know Jesus, then indeed we can have the joy that the Bible talks about in spite of our circumstances. And that's why I love to share with you on this radio program affirming words, Bible verses, Bible stories, and God-honoring music. So when I share the simple words of joy and hope, and the chords of gospel music fill your car or home, I pray you'll be encouraged to keep going for another day. You know, Jesus said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So in this program, even though your life may feel like it's been torn to shreds as events swirl around you, perhaps you can take a few minutes and stop what you're doing and let joy and laughter and hope fill your heart as God applies His medicine to your weary soul. Yes, you can be of good cheer, as Jesus said, because He has overcome the world. You know, doctors have now confirmed what the Bible said thousands of years ago, that laughter and joy will bring healthy oxygen and enzymes into our bloodstream, helping us process healing in our bodies. In fact, one of my favorite scriptures was written by King Solomon thousands of years ago. He wrote in Proverbs 17:22, "A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones." Well, since I don't want dried up bones at my age, I try to keep a merry heart. And another verse that we can claim for our lives is Psalm 16, verse 11. "You, God, will show me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy." Oh, yes, in spite of our circumstances, we can live in the fullness of joy as we follow after Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And that's His promise to us. So sit back and listen to Carol Roberson, and may this song encourage you too. It's the theme of the program, "Jesus Is My Happiness."
I don't need no mansion high up on a hill to know that my life has been blessed. My soul is satisfied. My sins were crucified. Jesus is my happiness. I don't need no fancy clothes or a diamond ring. Know that I've got the very best. I've got
got sweet peace of mind. And when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
It's my strength.
I'd rather have His love than anything. The good things of this world come and go, but true happiness is a lasting thing.
Jesus is my happiness.
I don't need no streets of gold or gates made of pearl. I know Jesus will be heaven's best.
If I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way. Jesus is my happiness.
I don't need no mansion high upon a hill to know that my life has been blessed.
I've got sweet peace of mind, and when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. Jesus will be my happiness.
Oh yes,
Jesus will be my happiness.
Oh my goodness, I hope you enjoyed that song like I did. Oh truly, Jesus can be your happiness too. You know, I've been talking about keeping joy and laughter in our lives. Yes, being happy in spite of our circumstances. Well, here's another statement from my joy box. It is this: a friend understands you without any words, is willing to listen and share. A friend is that someone who's always close by to remember and care. Well, on this segment, I want to tell a little story about the importance of compassion and encouragement when our friend is hurt. Here's the true story. A young mother told about her dismay when her young daughter came home late from school. She asked her daughter why she was so late, and the child explained that her friend had dropped her China doll on the sidewalk, and it had broken into many pieces. The little girl's mother asked, "Did you stop to help her fix the doll?" "Oh no, Mommy," she said. "We knew we couldn't fix it. I just stopped to help her cry." Well, sometimes the most powerful thing we can do is to show compassion and maybe even cry with our friend. We may not be able to fix the hurt, but sharing the pain is an act of deepest friendship and caring. And you know, when people ask you to pray for their concerns, take your responsibility seriously. They are trusting you to pray for them, even when they cannot. And sometimes the best thing we can do is just be there to cry. And then, sometimes they need us to cheer them up, to encourage them. And a word of encouragement can sometimes heal the broken heart of someone who's hurting. It can give someone the courage to keep trying. Well, here's another saying from my joy box. We do not understand God's joy until we face sorrow, God's peace until faced with conflict, God's trust until we are betrayed, God's love until love is lost, and God's hope until we confront our doubts. So, even though you may be going through difficult times and struggling today, this next song will encourage you. Listen to Vern Jackson as he sings, "His Name Says It All."
When I need a word of comfort, when I'm troubled all around, when I need a word of healing, when my body's feeling down, when I need a word of rescue, if I begin to fall, I say, "Jesus, oh, His name says it all." I say, "Jesus, and sweet peace floods my dreams.
say, Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, for his name says it all. His name will calm the raging waters that threaten your very life. His name whispered makes demons tremble, sends them fleeing into the night. His name alone speaks highest praise, even angels stand in awe. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. I say, Jesus, and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say, Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. I say, Jesus, and sweet peace floods my troubled soul. I say, Jesus, disease and sickness has got to let me go. There is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh, his name says it all. Oh, there is
one
who's always
able
to deliver when I call. I say, Jesus, oh,
his name
says it all.
Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. I'm so thankful for that. Well, in the event you tuned in late or just found my program, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And today I'm talking about choosing to bring joy and laughter into our lives and that of our friends because of our relationship with Jesus, and that we are blessed as we choose to have joy and laughter. You know, King David understood that to have joy, we needed God in our lives. He wrote in Psalm 22, verse 26, "All who seek the Lord will praise him. Their hearts will rejoice with everlasting joy." Interestingly, doctors say that the health benefits of joy and laughter are not a laughing matter. Yes, more and more doctors are telling us that laughter can actually aid in the healing process in our body. Oh, the number of ways that laughter benefits our body are enormous. Here are just a few. Laughter increases the heart rate, which increases our blood flow to the brain, which aids in our thinking processes. Laughter can also relax our muscles. And a few minutes of out loud laughter can break the pain cycle and relieve muscle tension that builds throughout the day. In fact, there's a book documenting the healing effects of laughter. And laughter helps our body produce endorphins, the body's natural painkiller. And it helps relieve stress in our body and, of course, makes our relationships more enjoyable. And you know, laughter has been proven to work wonders with our mental health as well as helping strengthen our immune system. And since we're talking about laughing, why don't you practice a little laughter with me? At least I hope it'll give you a little chuckle, but a good out laugh would be great too. So here is a little saying that I like. Remember, when the going gets tough, you can always come over and hide in the closet with me. And then there are these two really old ladies sitting out on a porch in their rocking chairs. And one of them says to the other, "I'm getting so old, all of my friends in heaven will think I didn't make it." I think that's me. And now for a song, the Couriers, a Southern gospel group, sing for you, "Happiness is Following Jesus."
Many people look for happiness, but never find it. Though the world and all its pleasures they have known, they may have riches, but their hearts are filled with emptiness. And in the middle of the crowd, they're still alone. Oh, real happiness is following Jesus. Happiness is serving the Yes, real happiness is knowing the joy of salvation, and you'll never know real happiness till you know the joy and purpose, but the world has failed to satisfy your need. Don't be discouraged, you can have the life you're longing for. Just turn to Jesus and then follow where he leads. Happiness is following Jesus. Happiness is serving the Lord. Yes, real happiness is knowing the joy of salvation, and you'll never know real happiness.
Happiness is in following Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus, I pray you'll invite him into your heart and begin to know real joy and happiness. Yes, you can experience that everlasting joy that the Bible talks about because of Jesus. Well, when I think I decided to share with you about the importance of laughter and happiness, it's because I need it too. And I have friends that need it too. So these days, the world is not a funny place. And we often have so much trauma and difficulty in our lives or in the lives of our friends. So even those times when we are in a good place, it's easy to get busy and forget to smile, forget to laugh. And if you need to find some laughter for your life, maybe spend more time with children or your puppy who makes you laugh. Well, this is my last joke for you, and I hope you will laugh as I did when I read it. It seems there were four people flying in the small airplane. The pilot, an arrogant, world-famous computer expert, an elderly minister, and a young teenager. Suddenly there was a problem with the airplane engine, and the plane starts to plummet to the ground. Now remember, there are four people on the plane, but they discover there are only three parachutes. Well, the pilot grabs one and says, "Sorry guys, I have a young family and I'm saving myself," and then he jumps. Well, the arrogant, world-famous computer expert grabs another one and says, "I'm out of here, the world needs me," and he jumps. Well, the old minister looks at the young teenage boy and says, "I've had a good life, I'm ready to meet God. You take the parachute, you have your whole life ahead of you." The boy says, "That's okay, chill out, we're not going to die. That smart computer expert just jumped with my backpack." So, dear friends, no matter what circumstances are in your life, if you have Jesus in your heart, remember that God promises in Hebrews 13:5 that He will never leave you or forsake you. Yes, that promise alone should bring a smile to your face, knowing you don't have to face your life alone or jump with a backpack. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this program and that you've had a smile or two, or better yet, a laugh or two. Well, our time together is over, and so do remember that this program is listener supported. We don't have some big church or organization that underwrites the airtime for this program. So if you can send a gift to help keep me on the air on your station, it would be a wonderful blessing. So until next time, this is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will find your hope and joy in God.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and His love to you. And now, here's Samantha.